This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Only 56 days until the pandemic is over. Or Election Day. 22 days until the Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville. Today you'll hear how Bay Area government gyms have apparently been open for months. Facebook is paying some users to log off for election season. Unemployment has dropped to 8.4% in August, and we close with a remembrance on the 25th anniversary of Cal Ripken's Iron Man record. By the way, we have a new email address for all the Daily News Brief listeners. News@crosspolitic.com is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. So write and link those articles to news@crosspolitic.com. First up, when a Bay Area gym owner reached out to a couple police officers she knows in the neighborhood asking if they needed a place to work out since their station gym was supposedly closed, the following text exchange appeared to show that they have had access to the San Francisco PD Northern District Police Station workout facilities for months. Police said Thursday that safety and cleaning protocols as well as occupancy limits have been established in all the department gyms. For months, the City of San Francisco health order has prevented local gyms from opening its doors, but some city-owned gyms have been back open for months and have been allowing city employees to use them. Meanwhile, private gym owners are being crushed. It just demonstrates that there seems to be some kind of double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and what the residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, said Dave Carricker, owner of MX3 Fitness in Castro. Gyms for police officers aren't the only ones open. Apparently, a sign at the Hall of Justice gym shows rules for use as of July 1 for its patrons, which would include judges, lawyers, bailiffs, and paralegals. NBC Bay Area asked the city for comment last Thursday, and were told only that the current health order does not allow indoor fitness gyms to operate. And per Mayor London Breed's latest reopening announcement, privately owned gyms have to stay closed until they are completely run out of business. At least until the end of the month. As part of Facebook's latest study on how social media impacts democracy, the company appears to be paying users to log off of its products ahead of the 2020 U.S. presidential election, especially those who have been advertising a lot of things for Trump. No, that's not what it says. According to new screenshots posted by Washington Post reporter Elizabeth Dwasson on Thursday, last week Facebook announced that it was partnering with outside researchers to study the impact its social media products have on society during the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Facebook expects around 200,000 to 400,000 of its users to opt out, or to opt in, I guess, to the project. Once they've opted in, the company will be able to see how they interact with its products, including both Facebook and Instagram. You mean they can't already see how we're interacting with their products? I don't know. To continue to amplify all that is good for democracy on social media, I don't know if that's exactly what Facebook is doing, amplifying all that is good for democracy. Anyways, and mitigate against that which is not, we need more objective, dispassionate, empirically grounded research, Facebook explained in a blog post. That's why today we are announcing a new research partnership to better understand the impact of Facebook and Instagram on key political attitudes and behaviors during the U.S. 2020 elections. Platitude. I'm not sure. I mean, really? They don't already know? The screenshots posted by Washington Post Thursday show an Instagram pop-up asking users to select how much money they'd be willing to receive in order to deactivate their Instagram and Facebook accounts ahead of the election. Facebook gives the options of $10, $15, and $20 per week, as some users would be asked to deactivate for 1 week, while others could be asked to leave the platform for up to 6 weeks in total. Trump declined. No, I'm just kidding. He was not asked. I don't know. He's only on Twitter. A Facebook spokesperson confirmed that the company would be paying users who complete surveys or deactivate as part of its research. Anyone who chooses to opt in, whether it's completing surveys or deactivating Facebook or Instagram for a period of time, will be compensated, Liz Burgos, of Facebook spokesperson, said in a tweet last Thursday. I like how a Facebook spokesperson is announcing things on Twitter. And they're all working together. This is fairly standard for this type of academic research, she said. But all of this is why we need weapons for this war, which is why we want to invite you to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. We put together a package that is full of feasting and psalm singing, hearty fellowship, and a lineup of speakers that are just ready, waiting, excited to punch you in the mouth with the gospel and the word of God. Douglas Wilson, George Grant, Glenn Sunshine, Rod Martin, Jeff Durbin, David Bonson. I'm going to be there. Darren Doan's going to be there. All your friends are going to be there. It's going to be like a great big Sherwood Forest Robin Hood partay. All committed to showing you how God's word is a sharp sword to take with you into every battle. October 1st through the 3rd, come help us build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. Steve Dace, my friend Steve Dace, pointed out last Friday, quote, "The unemployment rate has astoundingly fallen into single digits at 8.9%. We have recovered almost half the jobs lost this year already, and that's before schools, theaters, sports, etc., have fully returned, as they are in many places this month. I would have never guessed in a million years this was possible and would have been ecstatic if we were into single digits by the end of the year, let alone Labor Day. That's a story that resonates with voters outside the Beltway." It's interesting that all the headlines I could find, well, I checked at least a couple, Forbes and Wall Street Journal, for example, only reported these numbers negatively. So, for example, on the front page of the weekend Wall Street Journal, the headline was "Jobs Market Recovery Slows Pace." The recovery is not going as fast as it used to be, but it's recovering. It's recovered over half. The subtitle, the mini headline below the main headline says unemployment rate fell to 8.4% in August, but hiring gains cool as virus persists. Dun, 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 dun. Also, in Forbes, it said 1.8 million jobs added in July as U.S. economy's pandemic recovery falters. Oh, fiery, but mostly peaceful protests, guys. Right? Millions of jobs added as economy recovery falters. Right. Last Sunday was the 25th anniversary of when Cal Ripken Jr. became baseball's Iron Man. On September 6th, 1994, Cal Ripken, Hall of Fame shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles, broke Lou Gehrig's seemingly unbreakable 56-year-old record by playing in his 2,131st consecutive baseball game. The 25th anniversary comes in another shortened year. 1994 was the year of the players' strike, and Ripken's feat came as something of a healing moment in the midst of frustration and disappointment in baseball. Some 46,272 fans packed out Camden Yards in Baltimore that day to see Ripken break the record. President Clinton and Vice President Al Gore were in attendance that day. Joe DiMaggio was there along with Ernie Banks. The Orioles were playing the Angels that night. And just to make things more fun, Ripken hit a home run in the bottom of the fourth. But in order for a game to be counted in baseball, 4.5 innings have to be in the books. And so it wasn't until Mike Mussina set the Angels down 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth that the game was official. An enormous banner dropped with the numbers 2-1-3-1, and the entire stadium erupted, standing, cheering, crying. Initially, Cal merely stepped out of the dugout and thanked the crowd, but after the third time of that, his teammates, Rafael Palmeiro, Bobby Bonilla, told him he needed to get out there and take a lap around the field. All told, the ovation lasted 22 minutes, 15 seconds. Ripken would go on to play another 501 games in a row before voluntarily ending his streak at 2,632 games. He did not miss a single Major League Baseball game from May 30th, 1982 to September 19th, 1998, a stretch that spanned 17 years, 9 managers, and 3 U.S. presidencies. He retired from baseball in 2001 at the age of 40 and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007 on his very first ballot. For Christians, there's something glorious about this kind of record. It's a record of diligence, a record of faithfulness, of plodding. Not all of those games were good games. Not all of them were worth remembering. But together, the day in and day out work ethic is profoundly glorious. Ripken played through sickness, minor injuries, and refused to take it easy. Hard work every day. God give us men like that. Love your wife every day. Lay your life down every day. Delight in your children every day. Not every day will be glorious, but with your eyes fixed on Jesus, they will accumulate into a glorious legacy. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover at news@crosspolitik.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitik.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. And for as long as the CrossPolitik gods smile upon the land, get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt and access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French, Vody Bakum, C.R. Wiley, Tom Askell, Eric Erickson, Jared Longshore, Maj Toure, Doug and Nancy Wilson, Walter Williams, Gary DeMar, I mean pretty much everybody. You also get access to our Worldview Shotgun series, and you also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now. Have a great day.